Washington State Schools Chief Randy Dorn has filed a lawsuit in King County Superior Court against 7 school districts for using levy dollars to boost teacher salaries. As KUOW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld tells us, Dorn called that practice unconstitutional.
Many districts rely on property tax levies to pay part of teachers' salaries. But Dorn says the state Supreme Court's McCleary decision was clear. Teacher salaries must be funded by the legislature, not levies. So he wants a judge to say,
by January 1 of 2018, you no longer can use local levies for teacher compensation. There would be a stake in the ground, and I believe the legislature could not dispute that. That is constitutional. That's in law.
The McCleary decision gives the state until 2018 to meet its paramount duty under the Constitution, amply funding K-12 education. That hasn't happened yet.
I don't fault the local district. I know it's tough to be named in a suit, but I think they understand what I'm trying to get to, is the legislature caused this problem, the legislature can fix it. Now let's go fix it.
We understand the goal behind the lawsuit. However, we completely disagree with the approach.
Alicia Laver is a spokeswoman for Tacoma Public Schools.
The result of the lawsuit could seriously harm our students and their families by undermining our district's funding of education services.
The 7 school districts named in the lawsuit are working together to craft a response. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.